News Talk 1400 WOND welcomes you to the Kevin Hall Show program.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like what you're doing in there, James.
The Kevin Hall Show program.
Yes.
Hey, James. I thought you guys would appreciate that.
Hey, James. All right, James.
Sharing with us some of his concerns, not just regarding the city council, but just the city of Atlantic City in general. And Hank had some response to.
Well, I wanted to ask Johnny, the BIDCO, is that the money that the guys took out that was supposed to be for small loans for small business or small businesses in Atlantic City that took it to Tennessee?
That is correct.
All right. So you know about that, Kevin, the money that was for that. So that was part of that situation. And it had a scholarship fund that was meant for inner city youth. And I'm very disappointed to hear that with what's going on and how people portray our inner city youth and things that are going on.
That $250 can go a long way. And I hope it's not true that that money went outside of the city. And I hope that money went into the right hands and not into the hands of people who are already well off.
Well off.
When you watch that, when you watch Mr. March explain, he said, you know, it's really this fund, where this money came from, $3 million from the TD BIDCO thing and the $250,000 this scholarship. It all came from this thing called the MGM Fund. It was a bunch of money that the developers of the Borgata gave to the city of Atlantic City in exchange for allowing to develop the marina area. They said, hey, listen, here's $5 million. Put it to good use. Help Atlantic City. And that $5 million was to be spent for Atlantic City community efforts, okay? Small business loans, for example, or scholarships. That all makes a lot of sense. I got to tell you, this MGM fund, that's what they call it, an MGM fund, and that's what they describe on the video. Three people had to sign off on where those dollars went. The guy from the Borgata, the sitting mayor, and the sitting city council president. So Mr. Marsh, Mr. Guardian, and some gentleman from the Borgata. So they make sure that this money is well spent. And then city council signs off on it. But I want you to really watch that video because it really is disconcerting to think that money did not get into the proper hands. Just imagine if all that money that should have stayed in Atlantic City stayed in Atlantic City. Imagine where we'd be now.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens is when we get a chance, this is where the problem where Atlantic City has gotten to the trouble that it has gotten into, the fact that these types of things have been going on all along and no one has been exposing the efficiency of how they spend their money and what's going on in these council meetings.
I really hope that every single politician and community leader starts to consider the Kevin Hall Radio Show program Friday nights at 8 o'clock. They must be on your show, much like they're on other personality shows.
Yes,
they
sir.
Always call in, or they're always guests on every other radio station, every other guest host.
Yes,
but they need. They must. It's mandatory. They must come in to Linwood.
927-1100 is the number to call if there's something that's on your mind. And we are very honored to have Councilman George Tibbett give us a call here on the Kevin Hall Show program. Councilman, good evening.
Good evening, Councilman.
Welcome to the show program, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I'm just taking Johnny's advice that quick.
It's a good thing, sir. It's a good thing. Hey, listen, we see that you've been out there, really trying to hold these guys' feet to the fire. Could you give us the latest, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to start from, fact for fact, I'll give you here. Mayor Guardian's first year... his first or second meeting, the city council meeting, when Don was put in as mayor, he came up and put something on the agenda requesting us to put $250,000 on the council agenda to be given to the Silt Hill Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. It had to be to them so that they could administer scholarships to local Atlantic City kids. You with me, guys? Stay with me right there. Mm. At the same time, Don Guardian had his ball, his inaugural ball, and raised over $200,000 and had pledged over $200,000 to the ACCC, the Atlantic Community College, for scholarships as well. Two different things here. So we're on. So we're together here. Okay. Atlantic City Council voted to give the $250,000 to the Schultz Hill Foundation, and it was approved. Okay. In comes Arch Liston about 2.5-3 months later, and Arch brings up, realizes that $3 million was given to that Bidco, and Arch couldn't get answers from the people from Bidco or anyone else. Arch now brings in the FBI into the picture and calls it for a federal investigation onto the $3 million. Gary just called me and told me he didn't get the money. I'm like, wow, I find that very interesting. Schultz Hill Foundation didn't fight, scream, holler, cry that they didn't get the $250,000. But repeatedly over the last 2 years, we've been asking for a report on who got the scholarships. What kids got the scholarships from the Schultz Hill Foundation? No one from the administration ever said they never got it. The plot thickens here.
Councilman, did you get a chance to... At least probe their minds to find out, you know, whether or not this is something the money is being held in abeyance, just getting ready to be distributed to these organizations, or is there something to the whole disappearance of this money that has not even satisfied just the rudimentary investigation?
We couldn't get any answers from the administration, and then, you know, with this ongoing fraud stuff going on with former Councilman Schultz, it was brought to our attention again by citizens what happened to the money, so I asked at the council meeting, what happened to the money.
Mm-hmm.
But where I was at, I was getting to something here to paint the whole picture for your audience and you. Schultz Hill, they claim they never got the money. The administration never told us that Schultz Hill didn't get the money. So Gary Hill calls me and confirms, I never got the money. It went directly to the Atlantic Community College. Well, council didn't want the city's money that was given to us to go to ACCC because we didn't want kids to be locked into one college. Any kid anywhere in the city, any college that they're going to, deserves the help.
Mm-hmm.
But then I find out from Gary Hill that he himself wrote a check for $50,000 from the mayor's ball to the ACCC on top of our $250,000. So where did the mayor's $200,000, when he made that pledge to the ACCC for the colleges, where did his money go that was supposed to go there? Because it seems like they took the city's money that was dedicated to our kids to go to any college in the country that was supposed to be administered through the Schultz Hill Foundation. They never took it because clearly, if you ask me, people got spooked by Arch going to the FBI over $3 million, and then nobody wanted to touch whatever I think scheme was going to go on with that money. Mm-hmm. Because it's ironic that nobody would say they never got the money. They never said, and then all of a sudden, the money goes to the ACCC for Don pledges over $200,000 to the ACC, never gives that money from his ball, but then you take the city's money and gives the $250,000 to the ACC. So there's something dirty in the works here when people act the way that they're acting, and we still don't have a list from the ACC on what kids got scholarships. Not a single council person knows one person that has gotten scholarship help.
And the question becomes, you know, once you start to reach out to the various organizations that either were supposed to be in receipt of or donators to, and they cannot confirm it, you start asking, you know, why something so simple cannot be answered by these various parties. Do you have some theories on exactly what you think happened, sir?
Well, I'm afraid to say them because then I have a feeling with the threats of lawsuits that are going out there because I've already dared question it in public, you know, I'm afraid to just say that right now. I do have a theory on what went on, but I'm afraid that the city will be held liable for anything that I say or they'll personally try and sue me.
How long ago have the kids are supposed to have these particular scholarships? Was it a year ago, 2 years ago?
Don's first couple months in office.
Do you know whether or not, part of this is something that can be laid to you know, the feet of just people needing to you know, cover particular costs. I mean, even if it were that, I mean, let's say that they were outrageous costs. You know, do you think that it's going to be something that will be justified that way, or do you really smell some malfeasance going on here, sir?
No, no, no. What I think. Well, I know the money went to the ACCC. Mm-hmm. I don't think the ACC would do anything dirty with the money. I don't believe they would ever even dream of doing it. It's not in their character to do something like
that.
That's
good. That's good.
But I'm wondering now, where did the mayor's money go? He made a pledge to the ACCC, and only $50,000 of that money, of his own personal mayor's inaugural ball money, went there. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be $200,000. So did you take? It's a question, not a statement. Did you take the city's $250,000 and keep your pledge and get the rah-rah that you gave that money to ACC when, in fact, it was Atlantic City's money? And then where did the mayor's money go? Did that mayor's money go to the Show Foundation for other stuff? Was there a switcheroo here? Something's dirty here because of the reaction that we definitely got people's attention. We really shook the bushes here because think about it. You're all part of the city. You're well linked in, Hank and Kevin. Do you know anything about sending someone where to go get help for a scholarship? I'm a councilman. I don't know where to tell them.
I don't know
for help.
And I would love to know.
So where is this publicized that there's $250,000 in help out there?
Yeah, well, and I will tell you this, you're absolutely right. You know, had something that impacting on our community been done, everybody would have known something about it. You know, we know about the little small union scholarships.
And you're having problems with the BITCO initially with the money in Tennessee. There's a problem with that particular situation and the fact that you have Schultz with the several different things that he's been defrauded and the several different things that, with the blackmail and all the other little things that he's been involved in. It makes it really seems kind of sketchy.
And we really don't know what we're going to do until we really get into the meat of someone saying that this is what we're going to do to change the situation.
But this is what we have to do, George. This is what we have to do. We have to bring these things to the media. We have to bring these things to the light. I appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm. So we don't get caught up in these situations under the gun of people from outside of Atlantic City, whoever is conspiring to take things away and out from away from our citizens.
That's absolutely right. And you're putting up the good fight and we appreciate it. Hey, Councilman, we also want to book you to come on as we were talking about earlier in studio. And we'll reach out to you for that. But we really appreciate you taking time out of your, you know, holiday weekend and everything to get this information out, sir.
So it is just
absolutely, and thank you for doing the good work that you do. It's media outlets like you and just a few others that actually let the truth get out and don't let the so-called socialites control radio. So I'm very thankful to have people like you to put the hardcore stuff on that let the truth be heard and cannot be bullied. There's only a very few of you guys out there, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to coming on your show.
Thank you so much.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Councilman.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good New Year, everybody.
Right. You too, sir.
But that was wonderful, Kevin.
Yeah, it really was.
It was an opportunity to really get insight of something that's going on. I had read the article before, and I read the BITCO article also, and I still didn't get the full scoop of actually what was going on and know or had been at the council meeting or saw the AC Primetime. I actually pulled it up now, and I just was looking at it, but I hadn't seen it before now. And it's, wow.
I actually think, you know, because I didn't go to the council meeting, you know, I had a lot of things to do. But it, you know, as you know, the council meetings are important to me, at least to see a portion of it. I started thinking about that whole theory, and I was getting ready to go in this way. You know, what are they there for? You know, the state can veto everything. But I started thinking about some things that I had experienced right after this estate came in. And there are some council people, Councilman Tibbett is among them, who really, you know, at least continue to challenge, you know, the basic theory of how government is working. And I'm saying that to say that maybe that's a strategy as well. I mean, maybe we do have to be the thorn in the foot that makes them say, you know, I might look like a lion, but I'm limping because I got this daggone thorn in my foot. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I can get someone to get it out.
And for me, that's what I'm expecting of our council people.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what I expect of Mr. Tibbet. I expect him to stand up. You know, he had on certain issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. I believe he's been quiet too long because he has too much to offer and too much to give and advice. He was talking about the bankruptcies and doing things like that way before this whole talk started and things like that. And so, and he's been quiet. And so, you know, you hear when he does speak, he speaks with things and information and knowledge and facts.
Yes.
So, you know, well, you know, that's all I'm saying is I understand
and he's overcome that because how that goes.
But I'm glad
we go forward.
Yes, I'm glad to have him standing up and speaking because if more of them spoke during the initial process and was on the same page, maybe we could have been in a different position than we are now.
Well, I mean, the question is, I mean, because I'm happy
to have him speak. I'm just happy to have him doing what he's doing. I'm appreciating him doing what he's doing right now.
But as you know, I don't like to be, you know, big into the lamenting stuff. I tend to like to say, okay, so what are we going to do from point A to
right.
now?
And so you know,
so
what I mean?
we have to really start dealing with where do we go from here? And you know, we're about solutions. So even as we end this year and start a new year, we're still going to be about solutions and trying to get to it.
Kevin,
you know what I'm saying?
Information. I really enjoy that.
Interesting.
That's what we need to do, and that's what we're here to do.